Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, and I'm here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. It's my job to hang out here with you for the next 4 hours and, you know, get you a little bit closer to Wednesday, to get you through the night, to get you through work, to keep you rolling on the road, and to keep you making money or relax. Whatever the hell you're getting ready to do, get ready. I am here. This is when the show gets started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. A big first of all. There is no JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio without super producer Stu Kovacs. And I got to let you know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. You can see rules and you can enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. That's RocketMortgageSquares.com. I hope you had a good Tuesday, whatever the hell you were doing. I hope I can make things a little bit better for you. Obviously, as per usual, except for, I guess, in the middle of the summertime last year, there's plenty to talk about. There's plenty to discuss. Obviously, we're getting ready for the NFL divisional round of the playoffs this upcoming weekend. We get a chance to see two old men fight against each other. I guess they won't be fighting. It'll just be playing football. I guess I'm imagining a movie in my brain. But we will see Drew Brees and Tom Brady on the football field again for the third time this season. But this time, it's the postseason. 43-year-old Tom Brady. I think Drew Brees just hit 42. Let's see what these guys got towards the end. And we'll talk about Tom Brady later on in the show. You know, this guy's 43 years old. Are you surprised at what he's doing, at the success that he has had? We'll talk about it. And speaking about success, we'll talk about someone who's going to be on his way into the NFL, and he decided to go out there and absolutely light it up last night during the national championship game for college football. That's Devontae Smith, Mr. 12 receptions, 215 yards, 3 touchdowns. We'll talk about the best landing spot for him in his career as his stock continues to go up and we hear less and less about a superstar like Ja'Marr Chase. We hear less about his own teammate, in Waddle. So we'll talk about Devontae Smith and where he could potentially end up and what team would be the best fit. Man, we'll talk about some of these coaching moves. There's just so much going on. Schottenheimer as offensive coordinator is out in Seattle. Chuck Pagano is retiring from the Chicago Bears. Nagy looks like he'll stick around, though. So there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to discuss, primarily still in the NFL, as we get a little bit closer every single day, week by week, towards the Super Bowl, which will obviously take place in Tampa. So you can always holler at me anytime. I'm on all social media. It's simple. At JR Sport Brief, that is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't do that. Don't check it if you're driving in the car. But always, you can always call up 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And I actually just tweeted out a show rundown. So you can be ahead of the curve if you want to know what the hell is going on and what we will be discussing. And tonight I have to open up the show spending a little bit more time just on the disaster that is currently the Philadelphia Eagles. The disaster that didn't just start yesterday with the firing of a former quarterback, now former coach, at least for right now, Doug Peterson. And I really had to take some time. Yesterday, we really recapped a lot of the quarterbacks, young quarterbacks. We talked about some of the events that took place over the weekend with the wild card round. And we didn't spend too much time here. And there are several disasters in the NFL right now. The New York Jets are a disaster. Looks like they're cleaning things up. Yeah, I will never forget Adam Gase as head coach of the New York Jets basically lying to the media, basically getting caught in a lie. Adam Gase looked like he was a deer caught in headlights to start, and he looked like a clown to finish. Loser, okay? You take a look right now at the Houston Texans, a young franchise, okay? This franchise is about 20 years old. The only player you have in your ring of honor, or whatever the hell they call it in Houston, you know, Andre Johnson, one of the best wide receivers over the past 20-plus years, 30 years, he's coming out and he's throwing the organization under the bus just because of how they operate in the front office and how they have alienated their star quarterback, Deshaun Watson. We'll talk about it. So the Jets are a disaster. The Houston Texans are a disaster. And I guess right now that the Philadelphia Eagles, they want to one-up everybody. The Philadelphia Eagles have basically made a mockery of their own franchise, a franchise that just went to and won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. How do you go from 3 years ago winning the Super Bowl towards getting rid of the head coach that helped you get there? Doug Peterson, he is the first head coach fired within 3 years of winning a title since 1973. His tenure over the time with the Eagles, 46-39, and we know they had that silly tie this past season, and that prevents me from just saying they went 4-12. He had four playoff wins, obviously, that Super Bowl included. This is someone who played in the league, played primarily quarterback, played backup quarterback, got his start in coaching basically with Andy Reid. He did a lot of his damage with Alex Smith with the Kansas City Chiefs. He gets his shot here in Philadelphia with Jeffrey Lurie, the owner who's owned the team since the 90s, and Howie Roseman. Someone who basically got his start in the NFL with the Eagles approximately 20 years ago. He rose up the ranks for the past 20 years. This is not an elderly fellow. This is a young man, someone who happens to be in his mid-40s and has climbed from being someone crunching numbers all the way to general management or general manager, all the way to vice president. And more recently, over the past 5 years, you look at Howie Roseman and you say, hey, he's the GM and he's the VP. Well, what did they do? They might as well have gone to the Bill O'Brien School of Management. Let's give someone who is qualified in one space, let's go ahead and give him autonomy. Let's let him make all of the decisions. Let's make him top of the heap. Let's eliminate some accountability. You look at the case of Bill O'Brien, look at what the hell he did to the Texans. And they got bigger issues right now. But look at what's going on with the Texans. They had no first-round pick. They've traded their picks. The Miami Dolphins have them now because Bill O'Brien had no one to hold him accountable for his ridiculous moves. And in the case of Doug Peterson getting the boot out of Philadelphia, Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, they might as well be thick as thieves. They might as well be attached at the hip. You could have had any coach in there, and he would have got jumped. He would have got pushed around by Howie Roseman, and Jeffrey Lurie would have been patting Howie Roseman on the back. I don't know if this is a matter of Pinocchio and Geppetto. I don't know if he's sitting on his lap, giving him instructions. I don't know if he's patting him on the head. I have no idea. But this is ridiculous. Because what's going to happen now is obviously Howie Roseman is going to be looking for yet another head coach while he skirts responsibility. While Doug Peterson will probably have to go somewhere, who knows, maybe he gets the head coaching job for the New York Jets. I don't know if I'd necessarily hire him if I was the Jets. But if he doesn't get another head coaching gig, he'll be an offensive coordinator somewhere. Who the hell knows? Maybe he replaces Schottenheimer out in Seattle. I have no idea. But I know this much. Doug Peterson isn't wholly to blame for the disasters that have taken place. And yes, disasters, plural, that have taken place in Philadelphia. Because Doug Peterson didn't necessarily have the coordinators that he wanted. When it came time to have a conversation, obviously, over the past week as to who do you want to bring in, they didn't like what he said. And also, at the same time, it's starting to look even more peculiar that last game of the season, when he decided to pay Nate Sudfeld into the game, I mean, I don't know if that came from management or if he was just like, you know what, hell with this, it's time for me to go. Either way, the Eagles, for a team that represents a blue-collar city here in the United States of America, for a team that represents a city of folks who get up and go to work and grind it out, they deserve better than what the Eagles are doing. They deserve more accountability than just firing the head coach to replace him with someone else. This is an awful situation, because you know what, you know who didn't make some of these awful moves, you know who didn't make some of these draft selections, you know who didn't hand out some of these contracts? Doug Peterson. You know who did make a lot of these mistakes? Howie Roseman. He is the one who last season passed right on by Justin Jefferson, who, oh yeah, by the way, just set a whole bunch of records as a rookie receiver up in Minnesota. Who did he select? Jalen Reagor. Okay, Doug Peterson isn't the guy who looked at DK Metcalf and said, I guess we didn't see enough. Let's go ahead and grab J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And okay, yeah, who's that exactly? You haven't seen him probably play enough unless you're a diehard Eagles fan. He's not the guy that missed on Marlon Humphrey. He didn't miss or ignore T.J. Watt. He didn't skip over Tre'Davious White. Oh, yeah, by the way, those are all folks who have been in the playoffs this year. Oh, yeah, T.J. Watt is the guy who just led the NFL in sacks. Doug Peterson didn't select or isn't in the process of selecting the next head coach. And he's not the one who's been running around with basically a 500 record as a general manager, but he can get away with it because his title also includes vice president. And that's not it. Howie Roseman has to accept some of the responsibility. But then, you know what? I guess Jeffrey Lurie, he's been paying attention to, you know, the Jones family. Maybe he's following in the footsteps of Jerry. Maybe Howie Roseman is playing the role of Steven. Maybe this is all just one sick game that they're trying to play. Because Jeffrey Lurie, and upon my apologies, but publicly facing as the owner of a franchise, he made a complete ass out of himself with some of the statements that he made as it pertains to the firing of Doug Peterson. I couldn't believe some of the things that he said because they made no sense. He talked in circles. He made the Eagles more of an embarrassment than what they've already been and what they've shown on the field. And I haven't even said the name Carson Wentz. Wait until I get to him momentarily. But Jeffrey Lurie, this is what he said on how tough it was to part ways with Doug Peterson.
There aren't many tougher days for I think an owner of a team or CEO of a business than to have to make a very, very tough decision involving somebody you care personally a lot about.
Yeah, why? That's not even like the half of it. It's not even 10% of the nonsense. Listen very carefully right now to Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie on what went wrong over these last few years.
I would say, strategic mistakes. They were made in the name of trying to hold the band together, kind of bring back the band together. There was a lot of short-term decision-making and allocation of resources that gave us probably a slightly better chance to go back to the Super Bowl in 2018 and 2019.
What the hell did he just say? He doesn't even know what he's saying. They might as well go get Adam Gase. Hire Adam Gase as the head coach. They can do a show on the road when it's safe to go on the road. Now presenting Jeffrey Lurie, owner of the Eagles, in his clown show, Adam Gase. That is just the epitome of talking in circles. We tried to keep the band together and incrementally get better following our Super Bowl. What? And whose job is that? Is it Doug Peterson's job to coach the players that are out there? Or is it his job to also manage the players? Or does that fall on the man who still has the job and Howie Roseman? I'm confused on the process here in Philadelphia. And if I'm confused by the process, I don't even want to think about how Eagles fans feel about this process. Because this process seems like it's something without thought. I don't know if Howie Roseman is washing, you know, Jeffrey Lurie's laundry. I don't know if they're just great buddies or great friends or whatever the case may be. But it is beyond reason that Howie Roseman is not taking any type of responsibility. It is without reason that Jeffrey Lurie hasn't publicly, at least, pointed a finger at him. It is with outside of reason that there is no responsibility taken. About a month ago, about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, I sat right here on the air on CBS Sports Radio, and I said, you know what, at the rate at which we're going, Howie Roseman has made enough mistakes, and Doug Peterson, you know, it's a package deal potentially here. Both of them could be gone out of Philadelphia. Never did I think that Doug Peterson would be gone and there would not be a word about Howie Roseman. He is just going to keep this position for life or until he decides to hire a general manager. In which at that point, he will probably be resigned to leaving all by him damn self. Some people, it really doesn't matter how awful of a job you do. And this really boils down to any job you could think of in America. There's always someone kissing up, sucking up to the boss, who does an awful job, a terrible job, but everybody else has to pay for it. And that's the case of what's going on here in Philadelphia. Howie Roseman is so entrenched. He is so stuck, probably to the backside of Jeffrey Lurie, that he doesn't have to take any accountability for the mistakes that he's made. This is the NFL. You guys thought you did yourself a service by winning the Super Bowl? Yeah. How about that was a one-off? How about Doug Peterson deserves credit for having to adjust his entire team, or at least the offense, when Carson Wentz, who is now a head case, went down with his injury? How about Peterson deserves a lot of that credit? And Howie as well. But since then, or if you want to take a look at an overall, if you want to take a look at the last 10 years, if you want to take a look at the last 5 years, Howie Roseman's been a disaster. He's missed out on talent. He's getting ready to go on to his third head coach. And who points the finger at him? Nobody. And that's where the owner should come into play. But I guess they're somewhere playing, Scrabble right now. And Doug Peterson, he's taking the blame, and he really shouldn't. It goes above his head. But at least he got paid. I want to open up the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know who's a bigger mess. If it's the Eagles, if it's the Jets, I think the Texans are probably right there as well. Do you believe that Doug Peterson is to blame? Do you think it's a matter of ownership and Jeffrey Lurie? Do you think it is Howie Roseman? Who is at fault here in Philadelphia for why this team won a Super Bowl against the New England Patriots? And only 3 years later, they are a laughingstock. Who is to blame for this disaster in Philly? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are talking about the Eagles, the disaster, the embarrassment, the drama, the intrigue. I need to do voiceovers. I need to do movie voiceovers. That's what I need to do. But whatever the hell is going on with the Eagles, they're ugly right now. They have joined the New York Jets. They are, I don't know, I guess I'll give the Lions a pass. You know, they've become a laughingstock. They are a trifecta right now. The Jets, the Texans, the Eagles. I mean, they get rid of Doug Peterson. They gave him the boot yesterday. And Howie Roseman, he sleeps scot-free. Puts his feet up. Has an opportunity to, you know, maybe light a cigar. I don't know what the hell he does. Count his money, make more mistakes, miss out on big wide receivers, give other wide receivers big contracts that they don't need. Just a whole lot. And so, yeah, there's blame to go all the way around, but just dumping the coach isn't going to fix all the issues. And Howie Roseman gets another opportunity to hire another coach. He should point the finger at himself. Owner Jeffrey Lurie should point a finger at himself. So my question to you is, was Doug Peterson, is he a scapegoat? He's not the only issue. He didn't make all of these moves. The phone line's here, 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's go to these lines and check things out. Let's go to Pennsylvania. And let's talk to Peter. Peter, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think Doug Peterson just is he the sole reason as to why they've fallen off?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on. Absolutely not. I mean, you look at this roster the last couple of years and how hard it's fallen off after that Super Bowl run. And, I mean, Doug Peterson was still able to take them to the playoffs 2 of the 3 years after that. I mean, I know his play calling wasn't that great this past season, but I mean, the roster that was built is absolutely garbage.
Yeah.
And then you get guys that are stuck on these monster contracts like Alshon.
Yeah. Does he even play football anymore? Does he even show up? Or is he always hurt?
I mean, he winds up starting over Fulham, who in 5 games had over 500 yards. Why not play these young guys, especially if we're not playing well? At least they can get some roster rotation.
Yeah. And they find Fulham in the backyard, and all of a sudden, it's ridiculous.
It is. And I think, honestly, you know, it starts with Howie Roseman, but it ends with Lurie. You know, if no change really comes, it's really on Lurie's head. And if we keep going into the ground, it's on Lurie. It's on ownership.
Yep, starts at the top. Well, thank you, Peter, for calling up straight from Pennsylvania. Let's go to Ryan, who's calling up from Baltimore. Ryan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think Doug Peterson got a raw deal here?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Not really. I mean, I think Peterson's suffering from, like, a long-term Super Bowl hangover. I didn't like what he did when he guaranteed the win against the Cowboys, and that backfired. I think he just kind of lost his way once, you know, Wentz started going downhill. But if you don't mind, who do you think is the best, personally, who do you think is the best candidate for the Eagles coaching vacancy?
Oh, man.
Because my name's Ryan Day.
well, Ryan, that would be pretty cool. I hope you get some of that Ryan Day money. But I haven't even thought that far. I haven't. Because if I'm being honest, I just see a disaster. If I'm taking a look at the Philadelphia Eagles, if I'm looking at that job, and I even want to go ahead and even try to compare it to some of the other jobs and opportunities out there, you're walking into a quarterback controversy. You got Carson Wentz who wanted out, and now he may not want out because Peterson is gone. You have no idea what that looks like. You have Howie Roseman, who is known for passing up on everybody that he could potentially get in the draft. You're saddled with some of these ridiculous contracts, including a Carson Wentz who has regressed. So I'm not even thinking about, and I have not thought about, who's going to coach the Eagles. Whoever coaches the Eagles is probably going to be, the last of the bunch. I'm sorry, Ryan. I don't have no positive words right there. William is calling up from South Carolina. William, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? First time caller.
Appreciate you. What do you think about these Eagles and what they're doing right now?
I'm just gonna be honest with you, man. I'd like to see my boy Deuce Staley, former Gamecock, get a shot at coaching. I honestly, I liked it when they were sticking with Jalen Hurts, man. I mean, he's young. He's, you know what I mean? He's up and coming. You know what I'm saying? It's about the young guys now.
Why do you think they have sucked? Why do you think they've fallen off so hard post-Super Bowl?
Decision-making, man, all the way around, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And since I'm a first-time caller, man, I got one quick question for you. I just want your honest opinion, and then thanks for taking my call.
Well, hold on, William. Whoa, William. I'm not going to give you my honest opinion. I'm going to give you a fake one, so go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, man. All right, you got me. I don't know if you follow college football a whole lot, but what do you think about Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks, man?
Well, we're not going to – I know you're calling from South Carolina. We ain't going to talk about the Gamecocks right now. We're going to stick to these Eagles. I got somebody right behind you here right now, William. Call me back later on in the show when we get to college football. We got a lot to talk about there. Let's go to Eden in Green Bay. Eden, who's at fault?
I'd just like to say that I think it's both of them. I think it's Doug Peterson and the ownership. Doug Peterson, obviously in practice, all of his players are getting hurt. Bad conditioning, I think. And then the ownership passing up on DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson, bad scouting. And I just think otherwise they've made questionable decisions and just not added up good.
No, listen, Eden, they need to give you the job, okay?
Thanks.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Eden, for calling up from Green Bay. That's correct. Did you take a look at this roster? Did you watch the Eagles play this year? They were literally like recruiting garbage men, okay? We'll talk about this some more when we come back. More of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. And then also, we'll start talking about Deshaun Watson. But don't you move here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Getting ready to get back on the phone lines momentarily to try to figure out, you know, who's at fault when it comes down to these Eagles. They stink. They're a joke. They fired the coach, but the stink is still at the practice facility. Where's it coming from? We'll talk about it momentarily, but I got to let you know about some teams that don't stink. Because this weekend, the NFL playoffs continue on CBS, and the AFC is down to four teams remaining, with the defending champion Chiefs still the team to beat. Who takes the next step on the road to the Super Bowl? Find out this weekend when the AFC divisional round plays out on CBS. Super Bowl 55. How about that? Eagles won't be there. They'll be watching. Dave, he's calling up from North Carolina. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I told you, I think these Eagles can look at the general manager, vice president. What do you think?
I happen to agree with you, JR. It's not Doug Peterson's job is to catch the team, not go out and draft and sign the players. I blame Lurie and that other guy because the Eagles, to go 3 years ago winning the Super Bowl to a team that had no talent, they were better than that, Jay. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I watch enough football to know they are better than that. And I don't blame Doug Peterson one doggone bit.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from North Carolina. I think Doug Peterson can shoulder some of the blame. I mean, you can take a look at some of his decision-making. True. But then I can also take a look at the roster. And that guy you talked about, besides Laurie, that guy's name is Howie Roseman. That is the general manager slash vice president. He's the man that passed on DK Metcalf. He's the man that passed on Justin Jefferson. He's the dude who decided to give a busted up Alshon Jeffrey a big contract. That's him. He did it. Doug Peterson ain't presenting checks. He's not signing them like Laurie, no. He's coaching talent. And unfortunately, yeah, I know, pandemic this and pandemic that. Man, there were some times that I took a look at the Eagles roster and I looked at some of the games and I looked at who was playing and I said, no thanks. There were a lot of times I looked at the Eagles. I looked at some of their games and I said, who's that? Where did he come from? I would look at the guys who were injured and I said, well, he's always hurt. Or that guy's old. I mean, there's so many just issues with their roster. And now this year they had to deal with a crying quarterback. But also, let's think about this. Who and why was Jalen Hurts selected? Was he drafted just as a gizmo, a gadget player? Was he drafted to eventually, you know, jump over Wentz? But then at the same time, you know, what's Wentz's problem? He has to shoulder some blame too because he just looks like a massive crybaby. This is like the worst case scenario. Luke is calling from Alabama. Luke, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who's to blame here, Luke?
Well, JR, I got to ask you a simple question first. Are you aware of how many Eagles players have made the Pro Bowl since 2016 under Howie Roseman's drafting? You know how many?
Are you going to tell me just maybe Wentz one time, or are you going to tell me nobody?
Technically two if you count Miles Sanders because of that weird Madden challenge, but yes, technically the old-fashioned way, just one.
Mm.
How do you expect someone to win with a roster like that? With the 2016 draft, there's only two people even on the roster left. And then if you go look at the 2017 draft, there's like three, and one of them is the worst linebacker on the team. I mean, Nathan Gary I'm referring to. Doug Peterson is not a miracle worker, but what he did in 2017 and, heck, what he did last season with the people he had and the personnel, how can you really sit here and say it's Doug Peterson's fault? He had some questionable decision-makings, and, yes, his scheme has been questionable at times. But, I mean, he always found a way to bring that team together and get some wins.
Well,
I mean,
you know, it goes to what you said, and it goes to what we've seen post-Super Bowl. There has been a deterioration when it boils down to that roster. When you think about some of the aging players, when you think about some of the especially on the defense, when you think about the lack of talent on offense, when you think about DeSean Jackson, you counting on him? He's kind of old. He's kind of busted up. You counting on Alshon Jeffrey? He's kind of always been busted up. There are so many question marks. And then you also think about, as you said, you point out in 2017, I think Barnett was taken there. And, well, guess who was also available? I think Watt, TJ, was available. And so Howie has just unfortunately had a habit, and thank you, Luke, for calling from Alabama, he's missed out on players. He's missed out on the opportunity to bring in young players. He's given away contracts to old dudes who are past their prime. I get it. You want to reward folks who might have helped you get to the Super Bowl? But where do you get the longevity in that? Kyle is calling up from Baltimore. Kyle, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about why the Eagles stink so much and the fact that if anybody got the boot, it was Doug Peterson? What do you think?
Hey, how's it going, JR? Personally, I'm going to say it's not Peterson's fault, right? I got a few things to say. So I personally think, like, you know, head coaches, good head coaches, they don't just grow on trees, right? I mean, this guy took a team to the Super Bowl, hobbled team the year before.
Yeah, he had to adjust. But he had to adjust on his way there to a Super Bowl, which I give him credit
exactly.
for.
That's all he did. All he did was make adjustments, find guys. You had receivers playing quarterback. You had some backup squad. I mean, it was all type stuff, right? My thing is, personally, I think it's Carson Wentz, right? You can't whine. The league is about competition, right? Nothing wrong with some healthy competition. to push yourself, right? Jalen Hurts was probably drafted a little too high. I agree, but hey, healthy competition. And then how many times have you seen a $100 million quarterback not dressed for a game? Matt Stafford's out there with broken ribs and fingers. Deshaun Watson's not even in it, and he's out there slinging, getting kicked around on the last game of the season, playing for nothing, and this guy's not dressing for the last game of the season. Like, quit whining.
Yeah.
Right?
He's crybaby.
Play the game and move on, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? We've seen that. And thank you, Kyle, for bringing that up. I appreciate you calling from Baltimore. This is something that we heard last season. You know, you didn't hear all this whining and crying from Carson Wentz when the team won the Super Bowl without him and he had to sit down and watch. But in subsequent seasons, you would hear about how Wentz would be alienated from the remaining portion of the team as people looked at him and didn't consider him to be a solid teammate. Well, what other evidence do we have to see now? He whined. He cried when he had his job taken away from him. He didn't stand up. He didn't want to talk. He didn't want to discuss anything during an exit meeting, and I get it. If at that point in time you wanted out, that's your prerogative. But you also show that you're a crybaby, that you're a whiner, that you can take all of this money, but then also not take on or accept the responsibility that comes with it. Fine. I can't imagine another place that he would go, that he would be accepted, where he wouldn't have pressure, unless he just went to Indianapolis and hooked back up with Reich. Come on, that's not a quarterback. You know what the hell we heard from one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? There's this guy, I'm sure you heard of him. His name is Aaron Rodgers. They basically drafted his potential replacement. Aaron Rodgers said, yeah, I wasn't happy with it. And what did Aaron Rodgers do? Someone who is one of the greatest of all time. He went out there and he basically won himself another MVP award. This is football, okay? This isn't let's pat each other on the back and attaboy and let's be friends and, oh, sure, you can take my job. You know, as much as I don't get with the whole Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic garbage, he's liable to shoot you into a game the same way he'll shoot you out of it, I respect to a certain degree. Because he whined and complained and bitched a little bit too. But I admire Ryan Fitzpatrick for saying, hey, I wanted to play. You know, I knew it was going to come. I didn't know it was going to come right now. But here you have Carson Wentz, who's not even saying nothing. He's basically taking his ball, he's taking his paycheck, and he's going home. You look like a soft punk. I'm sorry. Milton is calling up from Baltimore. Milton, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, GR, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I've got to somewhat agree with the last callers. Those ball players are on the field. It's on them. And, you know, it's already some imperfection there because they got somebody trying to stop them. If you are a ball player and you're making this money and you're getting paid to do the job, broken fingers, sniffles, whatever it is. If you take it upon yourself to be on that field, you better have a winning mentality every second. You know, regardless of what the outcome is, you got to have a winning mentality and let that energy go to a physical toughness to finish these games.
Yeah. Well, you know, Milton,
ball players on the field, man,
yeah,
they got to do it. And then the coaching, that helps. You know?
Well, here's the thing, yeah. Milton, and this is the larger thing. Who's selecting the players? Where are they coming from? You know, I haven't met too many NFL players that just say, "Hey, I want to play for this team," and it just happens. It don't work that way. You got to be a free agent. You got to develop some stock in the league, and even in that case, you don't necessarily get a chance to choose and pick and decide where you go. It don't work that way. Management picks the players. Management can dictate who's out there on the field. The players don't do that. And so if you're not at that talent level, ain't not a damn thing anybody could do about it. That boils down to management. Mark is calling from California. Mark, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? So I'm a Giants fan, but I'm not going to bash, you know, Peterson. What he did to the Giants was a little shady. But I will say the drafts have been, to me, has been absolutely atrocious. I mean, in 2019, the biggest one, I mean, you literally select Sidney Jones over Dalvin Cook. In back-to-back years, you miss out on Justin Jefferson and Metcalf. I think they took, like, that Whiteside guy, and they took
the wide receiver, JJ.
Jalen Reagor, exactly. So both those guys, over Metcalf and Jefferson. They even missed out on CeeDee Lamb, but Jefferson was obviously the best receiver in this draft. But to me, it's like they basically chose Carson Wentz over Peterson. Peterson's got a statue outside Eagles Stadium, right? I mean, like, Carson Wentz basically is like, he's got so much pressure next year because they just chose him over the head coach. So to me, it's like, you got to step up or ship out, and I'm not really sold on Wentz's ability. I watched him in North Dakota, and I wasn't impressed. You know,
But here's something that we can't say, and we're up against a break, Mark. We can't say that Wentz has not had success. What we can say is that he's also shown to be a whiner and a complainer. David from Buffalo, quickly, please.
Yeah, what's up, Jim? How you doing, man?
I'm good. You literally got a couple seconds, David.
Yeah, one thing about this team, it's like an XFL roster, man. Roseman has put together a lousy roster, and to me, that's where it all starts. If you have a bad general manager in the NFL, you really don't have much of a chance to win, and that's where it comes starts and ends. So I'll take your comments, man, and have a good night.
You as well. Damn. David put the stamp down on the Eagles. David said the Eagles have an XFL roster. But Doug Peterson was the one that had to get fired. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a good team and then also another crazy team. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.